Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Welcome back in. We continue here with Rutherford Issues this afternoon. Brian Barrett along with you. And joining me in studio today is the executive director of the Beasley Animal Foundation, and that is Amanda Oliver. And she is joining us here today on this great day. How are you, Amanda?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Good. It's great to have you here joining us to talk about the Beasley Animal Foundation. Kind of give us some details about what is the Beasley Animal Foundation.
A little history of it. It was the foundation was set up for the welfare of animals. There was a gentleman who grew up here in Murfreesboro by the name of Jesse Beasley, went away to New York to have a publishing career, and he came back to retired back in Murfreesboro, and he noticed the rampant, you know, animals running around with no homes, and he started the first shelter here in Rutherford County. After a while, he realized that sheltering was really not the way to cut down on overpopulation of unwanted dogs and cats, so he started formulating the idea of a spay-neuter clinic. Mm-hmm. And so some of the volunteers that he took up this idea and started a spay-neuter clinic, or the concept of this, under a 501c3 in 1980. The clinic as it stands today started in 1992, and it's just a specialty clinic to help decrease the overpopulation of unwanted pets.
92, it seems like it's been around so much longer than that.
Well,
I guess the concept and the idea has been around, at least the desire for such. You know, when I think about, and this may sound strange, so bear with me here. When I hear Jesse C. Beasley Animal Humane Foundation, and there's always somewhere in the message to spay and neuter your pets, I think of Bob Barker.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's good that Drew Carey has continued that on as the host of The Price is Right to mention that at the end, but it just became such a moniker for Bob Barker. How much does that help with just awareness?
It helps tremendously. Mm-hmm. He is such an advocate for spaying and neutering and supporting responsible pet care. It is, and most people have heard of Bob Barker, so it really, and Drew.
Yeah.
So it really helps tremendously.
Well, I don't get to watch daytime television that often, but when, you know, I caught it a few weeks ago and noticed that Drew Carey was doing the same thing that Bob Barker did as the host, and I thought that was really nice that they were continuing to at least get that word out. You know, it's just every day, please remember to spay and neuter your pets.
Absolutely.
You know, and just that daily reminder, if it sinks into one person, that's you know, maybe a one less dog or cat that's out there unwanted.
Exactly.
Now, how does the spay and neutering work with the foundation?
Well, the foundation is an umbrella, 501c3 that runs three programs, and the clinic is one of the programs of the foundation. Mm-hmm. And then another program is doing education out into the community, especially, you know, promoting responsible pet care. The third program is I write grants to get monies to help people who are under financial distress so that they can spay and neuter their cat or dog if they so wish. Mm-hmm.
Is it a pretty expensive thing to do or not?
We are a specialty clinic. We just focus on five or six different things. Mm-hmm. So our rates are lower than full service vets because they have so much more overhead. They offer
sure.
so much more. We do tell everyone, though, that you need to have a full-service vet so that they can have their animals checked out every year, or if something happens, you know, that they need surgery or help, then please have a full-service vet also.
You know, I think we have had, we have Westie Terriers, the West Highland Terriers.
Mm-hmm.
We have one. we adopted an old girl, and she stayed with us for a few years, and now we went the puppy route, and so we've gone through the growing pains, and now she's an adult dog. So, but I mention this by saying one of the things that we wanted to make sure that before we purchased a pet to have in our home, that we also took into account the neutering, because that's part of being a responsible pet owner, and that's part of it. It's feed and water and all of those health related things. Mm-hmm. But do you think it's important in the mindset before you say I'd like an animal to find out, number one, are they spayed or neutered, and then if not, make sure that you are able to do that first before you consider the pet?
I would say yes, because it really helps the animal not want to roam, and it makes it usually a more family pet oriented type, you know, wanting to be with their people. And so, absolutely, I've spayed and neutered my animals for years, and you know, and on top of that, microchipping them, mm-hmm. Which helps if the animal gets lost, and so the clinic does that also.
The only reason not to spay or neuter, I guess, would be to if you wanted to raise puppies.
That would be
the only reason, but. How big of a problem is pet overpopulation? I mean, is it a huge problem here?
Oh, well, yes, it is. It's a huge problem throughout the United States. It's
sure.
not just here. And just roughly the figures from, say, the 1970s, there were, I believe, about 17 million unwanted pets that were euthanized during this time. Over the active spay-neuter programs that have been set up throughout the United States, that figure is down to about 4 million euthanized dogs and cats, which is way too many anyway.
Sure. But you said 17 million in the 70s?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so people are realizing the importance of this, and it stops the suffering of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
If all of these extra puppies and kittens are not born, then, you know, they will not obviously suffer.
Sure.
And so that's a big factor in it.
We are talking today with Amanda Oliver, the executive director of the Beasley Animal Foundation. And, you know, like I said a minute ago, part of what we think about when we think about the Beasley Animal Foundation is spay and neuter. But you're much more than that. You're really trying to educate, too. That's as big of a part as any, is it not?
Absolutely. And for years, we've tried to go into the classrooms of the Rutherford County schools and also Cannon County. And we are really focusing in the last two or three years of getting the Humane Society of the United States youth newspaper in the fourth grade classrooms of Cannon County and Rutherford County. It's been proven that if a child learns to be respectful of the animals, then this kindness and respect folds into their treatment of other humans. And in my view of the world, we could use a lot more kindness. So,
yeah, you got a point.
This is what we're doing with education, and it's really exciting. I'm an ex-teacher, and it's just so exciting to walk into the classrooms and see these children just come alive, and they're excited about talking about their pets and what they know, and it's amazing how much they already know at this age.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned about if children will treat their pets and learn how to treat their pets, that they learn how to better treat other humans. And to the opposite end of that, I know that there have been studies that have proven that, you know, animal abuse many times leads, you know, in children or young adults, it leads to abuse of others. So I can see how that would work both ways, obviously.
And the stats also say that every known serial killer was an animal abuser as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, you know, it's indicative of what's going on in the humans as to how the animals are treated.
When we talk about your pet, or are we talking just dogs and cats? I mean, is that the primary focus of what you do?
Well, for Beasley, that's the primary focus. But, you know, we need to be respectful and kind to all living creatures.
Sure.
You know, great and small. But Beasley focuses on the dogs and the cats. And actually, we are, this month of August, we are running a special called Dog Days of Summer Special, that $25 for large male dog surgery, for neutering large male dogs, weights 40 to 99 pounds. And what they would need to do is to call the clinic and just check to make sure that their dog fits into these parameters and everything. And the clinic number is 890-6878. And also for MTSU students, because we know a lot of these students have pets and maybe not the biggest bank account to keep them taken care of. And so with an MTSU student, for their cat or, well, no, pardon, for their large dog, male dog, all they have to present is an ID to say we're an MTSU student, and they would get that rate. This just runs through the month of August, as long as funds last.
Sure, because while that is, it's $25, your costs are probably much more than that.
Oh, yes, much more.
Yeah.
Much more.
So now, you mentioned the clinic. Is there an actual physical building and
absolutely.
Walk through?
Mm-hmm. It's on 2215 Keeneland Commercial Boulevard, off of South Rutherford, kind of across from the public shopping center. That's where Keeneland is.
Mm-hmm.
And for surgeries, you have to fill out an application and make an appointment. For the vaccinations or microchipping or this type of service, then you can walk in from 10 to 4:30. I think the clinic takes lunch from 1 to 1:30, but any time, and you can get, they do sell flea and tick product to help the animals during this summer season.
Now, you mentioned that there are four or five things that you really focus on there at the clinic, and so I assume you just probably mentioned most of those.
Let's see. Surgery, vaccinations, microchipping. We do nail trims.
Mm-hmm.
We do feline leukemia tests for cats and heartworm testing on dogs. And let's see, that's just about, I may have forgotten something there. Oh, the flea and tick products.
Mm-hmm.
And dewormers.
Now, the heartworms for dogs and the feline leukemia, are those the biggest two killers, or the biggest killer for each of them? Or?
Well, they need to be tested to make sure that they are not positive for either one of these diseases. Mm-hmm. Because it can be very lethal for them.
Sure. We're talking to Amanda Oliver today, Executive Director of Beasley Animal Foundation. The reason you're able to keep your costs down there at the clinic is because you do specialize in just a few things. Now, when you say surgery, that's the surgery for the spay or neuter,
exactly.
I would assume. You know, so no other surgeries. That's
nothing
it.
Else.
Are there certain days that you try to schedule those out, or do you?
Our Monday through Thursday.
Uh huh.
Our vet is full on staff all four of those days, and they have to be scheduled out beforehand so that we know how many we'll have in each day.
Sure. Well, I'm sure you would hope to be busy every day, because that means people are actually doing what we should be doing as responsible pet owners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, we mentioned all of this stuff, and we spent a long time talking about Beasley Foundation. But I wanted to give people a really good idea about what you do, because you're also raising funds. You've got a special luncheon coming up and a fashion show that I want to give you a chance to talk about. But being a 501c3, you always need funds. I mean, to be able to offer the $25, you have to have other funds to go along with that.
Absolutely. And our different fundraisers during the year and the writing of the grants allows us to help people who need help in this area. And we're having a really fun fundraiser August 13th at Maple Street Grill, and it's a fashion show luncheon, and the fashions are going to be presented by Trendy Pieces and Bella's and Penny's Closet and Belk. And Larry Pinkerton will be supplying the music for us. He's always so wonderful with his music. So it's just been a great fun for the last few years. I think we've done it about 5 years now. And people just come and enjoy and relax and see what fashions are out there for the upcoming year.
Well, plus you want to go by there and enjoy a great lunch at Mike and Debbie's place out at Maple Street.
Absolutely. They really do so much for this community. It's just, it's tremendous.
Well, and you got a lot of the downtown merchants there. So, yes. I mean, they're and of course, Belka, they do a great job in helping out with community events, too.
They do. They're very involved in the community and helping all the nonprofits in the community also.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming up a week from tomorrow, the 13th. That's a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, yes. 11:30 to 1:30, $25 donation for reservations. And
do we need to call ahead for that so you'll know how many to expect?
It would be good if we had a ballpark for knowing how many would be showing up. Mm-hmm. However, if you don't know and then all of a sudden you say, hey, yeah, I can do this, well, come on and enjoy the fun.
And that's, again, a week from tomorrow, so it's the 13th of August, 11:30 until 1:30, and it will be at Maple Street Grill. And you can find a lot more information about the Beasley Animal Foundation online at beasleyhumane.org. That's B-E-E-S-L-E-Y, humane.org. And Amanda, thanks for all you do and everything that Beasley Animal Foundation does to help us here in our community. And anytime you've got other fundraisers going on or anything that we can do to help spread the word, be sure to let us know.
Thank you so very much.
It's been good to meet you today.
Nice meeting you.
All right, Amanda Oliver joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. Hang in there. We'll be back in just a moment after this word from our local sponsors.